Kind of. I needed a way to talk about a serious subject in a light-hearted way so people would actually read it. And I came up with the idea of differentiating people into 8 different kind of types and name them after birds in a way that's probably going to really upset people who like birds.
Or millet. So let's talk about personality types. You liken them to birds. So we've got peacocks, and then there's robins and doves and swifts and nightingales and owls and swans and kingfishers. How do you know what types attract each other or what types detract each other, if you like?
Well, there's a funny kind of thing that goes on, because when people are first attracted to other people, it's largely a chemical process. You know, sexual attraction isn't a conscious choice. There's loads of people you should fall in love with that you never do, and loads of people you fall in love with which turn out to be a mistake. So there's this unconscious attraction that goes on.
That's lust, though, isn't it?
Yeah. In the early stage of a relationship, you know, they've likened the first 18 months of being in love to obsessive-compulsive disorder, because the behaviours are more or less identical. So there's that stage, so you're often attracted. But then there's the fact that we're actually more comfortable with people who are similar to us. We like people who are like us. So there is this argument going on between various factors of us.
Where do we like similars or do we like opposites?
Yeah, so in the early stages, you're overwhelmed by the attraction, and then you wake up about 18 months later thinking, how on earth did I decide to live with this person?
But I think it's interesting, because in the book, you talk about the Myers-Briggs way of looking at personality types, which, of course, is often used if you apply for a job.
Yeah.
They'll look through your job application as to what kind of personality type you are, almost from a subconscious perspective, right?
So, yeah, absolutely.
So presumably, you're helping us in this book to find out what we're really like, even though we might not be aware of it.
Absolutely.
So it's our preferences,
It's about our preferences. You know, when we see somebody doing something that isn't the way we would do it, we tend to think that they're doing it wrong. Where actually they have a good reason for doing it their way. And that's often what the basis of rows in relationships are about. I find when people come to see me, it's not about the fact they don't love each other anymore. That's a no-brainer. They'll split. It's about people wanting to stay together because they love each other. They just can't seem to get along. And when you understand these preferences, for example, in the 8 types, I split them into 2 tribes, ground birds and sky birds, which is based around a Myers-Briggs type of a big picture
extrovert
people.
And introvert.
Well, actually, big picture in detail. Okay. So the big picture people, they like ideas and they don't like detail. They will keep away from rules as much as they can. Then you have the ground birds and they love rules. So, for example, I'm a sky bird. I hate rules. My wife is a ground bird. She has them. And then I found over time it's just easier to surrender and go along with the way she sees the world. That's my expert advice.
Many men may have realised that already. But all the combinations can work.
Absolutely, they can all work. Some will take more effort than others. Some are a bit of a karmic challenge.